Born this way, thin disk, thick disk, an isotropic spheroid formation in FIRE 2 Milky Way Mars Galaxy Simulations, by CGU et al. We investigate the formation of Milky Way Mars galaxies using FIRE 2 LCDM cosmological zoom in simulations by studying the orbital evolution of stars formed in the main progenitor of the galaxy, from birth to the present day. We classify in-situ stars as isotropic spheroid, thick disk, and thin disk according to their orbital circularities and show that these components are assembled in a time-ordered sequence from early to late times, respectively. All simulated galaxies experience an early phase of bursty star formation that transitions to a late-time steady phase. This transition coincides with the time that the inner CGM virializes. During the early bursty phase, galaxies have irregular morphologies and new stars are born on radial orbits. These stars evolve into an isotropic spheroidal population today. The bulk of thick disk stars form at intermediate times, during a clumpy disk spin-up phase, slightly later than the peak of spheroid formation. At late times, once the CGM virializes and star formation cools down, stars are born on circular orbits within a narrow plane. Those stars mostly inhabit thin disks today. Broadly speaking, stars with disk-like or spheroid-like orbits today were born that way. Merges onto disks and secular processes do affect kinematics in our simulations, but play only secondary roles in populating thick disk and in-situ spheroid populations at z equals zero. The age distributions of spheroid, thick disk, and thin disk population scale self-similarly with the steady phase transition time, which suggests that morphological age dating can be linked to the CGM virialization time in galaxies. This was Born This Way, Thin Disk, Thick Disk, an isotropic spheroid formation in FIRE 2 Milky Way Mars Galaxy Simulations, by CGU et al.